What is the government inquiry into Baby P's death? What does it hope to achieve?
It's going on at the moment at Haringey. It's very in-depth, and there's members of several different agencies involved in it. And what they're trying to work out is, very simply, how could this have happened? And one of the things that they're focusing on is how all the different agencies in Haringey worked together, or didn't work together, to help Baby P and solve the problems that he found himself in.
Because there appears to have been not just one failure of communication, but a repeated failure of communication through over several months.
That's right. I mean, the focus has been very much on Haringey Council's Social Services Department, and in particular Sharon Shoesmith, the Director of Children's Services there. But what seems to be emerging as the investigation continues is many of the problems afflicted the case of Baby P came from, as you say, a breakdown in communication between agencies such as the police and the local authority, and the health services and the local authority. So, for example, we know that Baby P was admitted to hospital on one occasion in April 2007, just a few months before he died. He was admitted with large swelling to his head, which may well have been caused by some kind of abuse. And yet the details of this were not given to the police, who had already, in fact, arrested Baby P's mother on suspicion of child abuse. And it may be argued that if they'd have known this incident, it could have given them further grist to their investigation. Yet that didn't happen. And equally, the hospital authorities at that time decided to tell Haringey Council, that there was no reason to consider child abuse in that case. And these kind of things are all a little bit puzzling when you look at what's, the horrors that actually happened to Baby P in the end. And perhaps there's some benefit of hindsight here, but there do seem to be several communication breakdowns.
Well, the Secretary of State for Children, Ed Balls, was questioned about the death of Baby P yesterday in the House of Commons. This is what he said.
Professionals working with children in this country do a tough job, often in very difficult circumstances, but where serious mistakes are made, there must be accountability, and I will not hesitate to act on the findings of what went wrong in Haringey and of Lord Laming's review.
Robert, obviously there's a lot of anger following Baby P's death. Ed Ball's there saying that where serious mistakes are made, there must be accountability. Will heads roll at Haringey?
Well, at the moment, this is very difficult to say because they're still trying to tease out what on earth happened. Clearly, there's a huge amount of pressure on Haringey Social Services, but it's so complicated, the web of agencies that get involved in these kind of cases, that it's going to take quite a lot of time for the truth to emerge. And in fact, we're seeing already a lot of conflicting stories from within Haringey Social Services. So, for example, Panorama last night showed evidence from one of their senior social workers, Sylvia Henry, that she was actually very reluctant to allow Baby P to be looked after by a family friend, and that she'd also set up a foster care place for Baby P, but that the social service department who employed her decided that in the end Baby P could stay with her immediate family. Haringey said yesterday that that Henry had not actually raised her concerns with them. So it's very murky. This is a case of the left hand not knowing necessarily what the right hand is doing, and it's going to take some time to work out what really happened.